In the 28th chapter, the first verse, I taught on this a little while back, and it was called the fire of purpose. But as I was gleaning in God's word on yesterday, God began to reveal some other things to me concerning these specific scriptures. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped, yet the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. It's amazing from first glance what people think about you. You may be 40, 50 years old, and they can glance at you for 15 minutes and tell you who you are in those 40, 50 years that you've lived. They can tell you what you've been through and how you got where you got and why you have what you have and where you're going, where you're going. But we know that God has other plans. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. There are times in your life where you will escape one circumstance and fall right into another. You will think you have gotten away. Especially when you encourage yourself and you say, "Man, I made it. Never thought I'd get out of that, Brother Joe." And then you look up and there was something standing right in front of you again. Totally different. More boisterous, stronger, more vicious than the last trial you went through. See, they assumed, they just knew. And when they knew that the island was called Melita, it's important that we understand where we are and where we're going. Well, if you look at where you are with your natural eyes, you will never be able to tell where you're going. It's something that you have to have on the inside of you. Something that's in you that pushes you and inspires you. Because, unfortunately, you can't depend on folk to inspire you. You can't depend on folk to encourage you. You have to encourage yourself. Now, this barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They were not kind to them at all. I mean, what that means is it's Philippus, or it means they didn't have the love of man. They were what they were. The Bible says they were barbarous, or they were barbarians. So they did not love anybody other than themselves. And they showed them no little kindness, not even a little bit, or ordinary. You know, normally if you see somebody for the first time, you greet them, shake their hand. Oh, but not these barbarous people. There's a lot of barbarians in church. I mean, barbarous people in church. I didn't say that right, Brother Rick. Showed us little kindness, as we talked about, the love of man. For they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. Now here they just escaped one calamity. And here they are. Now they've got to deal with the cold and the rain, the present rain. A lot of times there are things that are very prevalent and present in your life that you cannot escape. We're looking for a way of escape, but you can't escape. The only thing that you can do is what the eagle does. And that's to mount up with wings and soar into the center of your storm. Knowing that if you do that, that you're not alone. Sometimes we get to the place in our hearts where we feel like we're just absolutely alone. I don't know about you, but I'm there a lot of times. And you feel like you're alone, and you feel like God has forsaken you, and God's done left you, and God don't hear you, and God, you can't feel him, you can't see him, and you just out there, and you're wondering, Lord, where are you? Father, I did this, and I did that, and God is not caring about any of that. He's caring about what you're doing in the present. What are you doing now? So they kindled a fire and received him because of the present rain and because of the cold. Because it was cold and it was raining, they received them nevertheless. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Somebody say sticks. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Sticks representing humanity. Or the nature or the character of man, we notice that Paul has gathered all these sticks together and he's in a bundle because, you know, the Bible says we have to come together and we're the body of Christ. But not all the time, but what we fail to realize is that we all don't have the same attitude. We all don't think the same. We don't feel the same. We don't understand the same. That's why we are unique in what we are, because we are who we are. God created us unique and made us the way he made us for a specific reason. My God, it'd be a shame if Tim was like me. Walk like me, talk like me, act like me. It'd be a shame before God. I'd have to take him out. Because there's times I can't stand myself. I know I couldn't stand two of us. So God created us in his image for a reason, and he gave us our own free will and volition so that we can make up our own mind. What Paul is about to realize here is that regardless of how much trouble you go through, there is still trouble at hand. Not only after you make it out of one storm, you find yourself in another storm. After you make it out of the tempest waves and you survive the shipwreck, now you're still in the cold and you're still in the rain. So only thing that has changed is that you are no longer on the sea, but you're on dry land. But the trouble that you had in the sea is still on the land. So what we're finding out is that God wants us to get a clear understanding that regardless of what we go through, we have more than just natural ability, but we have spiritual ability. We have knowledge in God that'll give us the strength and the power to help us stand in the midst of the rain and still praise him, stand in the midst of the fire and still praise him, regardless of how cold it gets, because when it gets cold, it makes you shiver. But still, in the midst of our shivering, we can still what? Offer up unto God a sacrifice of praise. So here they are. They just made it through the shipwreck, Brother Tony. Now they're on land, and they're with this barbarous people. And here they are, getting ready to go through something. Paul's getting ready to go through something else. Depending on to whom much is given, much is required. If God has called you to much, then there's going to be much required of you. So your battles may be different than Sister Lucy's, says Paulette. Sister Lucy's battles may be different than yours, but they're still battles all the same. That's why we have to uphold each other and pray and keep each other in the strength in God. So here Paul is. He's gathered this bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. There came a viper out of the heat. We were watching something this week, and I like to watch the Animal Channel and, you know, and that kind of stuff. We were talking about snakes, and something I learned about a snake that I never knew. Once I figured that a snake was dead, Brother Rick, it was dead. It was useless, regardless of how venomous or how dangerous it was, Brother Chad. It was still useless. What I found out this week is that even after the snake dies, it still has the ability to bite you. He can inject just as much venom in you dead as he can when he was alive. Now that's a scary situation. It's awful quiet in here. The first thing I find is amusing that the viper came out of the heat. That means that the fire was lit. So how is it that he survived in the midst of the fire? He came out of the heat. He didn't come out of the sticks, the bundle, but he came out of the heat. He came out of the fire. Why? Because there's some things that you have just been appointed to go through. It is your divine appointment to go through some things. Don't worry about it. I hate saying it myself. But there are some things you have just been divinely appointed to go through. It is your appointment. How long you go through it is how well you deal with it. How it affects you is how you look at it. Now, when that viper came out of that fire or out of the heat, it latched on to Paul. Now, he could have went screaming and hollering. If he had leaped out and grabbed me, I'd have run everybody over on land. I'd have been screaming and hollering and jerking and a-burping and a-throwing. I'd have probably ran back out into the sea. But because he understood his calling, when the serpent or the viper came up out of the heat, it represented something to him in his spirit. He understood that, remember, even though it was poisonous, no deadly thing could harm him. And most importantly, what he realized was that it couldn't kill him until he had completed his journey. There's a journey God has you on. And the enemy can't take you out until you have completed your journey. That's why you have to come to a place where you can encourage yourself about what you know God has already spoken to your heart. So this viper, which they recognize as being venomous, well, the barbarous people recognized it being venomous because they lived on that land and they knew what type of viper it was. So they knew that it was highly venomous. They knew that there was no way in the world he should be able to live after being hit by this viper. That's how people feel about you sometimes. They don't expect you to make it after you've been through. They're looking for you to fall by the wayside. Oh, not in church. My God. It fastened. It didn't just bite him, but it fastened. That means it latched on to him with no reason to let go. There are things that are in your life that is coming out of the heat that has latched on to you to destroy you. But you have to remember and recognize who you are in God. You have to remember what God has called you for and remember what God has called you to. Therefore, then you can do what you have to do. See, when the viper latched onto him and latched onto his hand, which is, speaks of the works, the enemy wants to destroy you before you get a chance to do the work that God has called you to do. And he'll come right up out of the heat. And see, a lot of times, when it's cold and it's raining, that's where we want to be, around the heat. But God wants you to know, a lot of times there is no secluded place. There is no happy place. There is no joyous place. You have to make yourself happy and keep yourself encouraged and keep yourself uplifted. Because when you get to that place where you think it's secure, then you find out that there is a viper in the heat. In all of this, God is trying to teach us that our confidence must be in him. Our trust must be in him. Our faith must stay in him. And that's what all this is going on in here. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, he was hanging on Paul's hand. How many things that are in your life that are hanging on you? That's why the Word of God says, bring unto me all your burdens. Cast all your burdens upon me. But the viper hung upon him. And they assumed because he was going through what he was going through, that he was hated by God. There's too much assumption in the church. I've come to the conclusion in that the conclusion of the matter is what I know, I know, and what I don't know, I don't know. They saw this on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. Well, you got out of that one. You got out of the sea, but you're still not going to live. Because now there's a viper that's hanging on your hand and pumping venom into your body. And that venom affects every part of your body. It affects your nerve. Your nerves, most likely. It causes your blood to coagulate. It does stuff. It affects every part of your being. And this viper is hanging on him. And because they see the viper hanging on him, and they know how powerful the venom is in this viper, they have already made their assumption about him. No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. But then the Bible says that he shook. Somebody say shook. And he shook off the beast. Hallelujah. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He shook the beast off back into the same fire that it came out of. What that meant is, when you are where you are, whatever circumstance that you're in, whatever situation you're going through, you have to learn to shake yourself. The only way you can shake yourself is by standing up on the Word of God and operating in faith. If you stand up on the Word of God and you operate in faith, then you will be able to shake yourself, and where the viper came from, it'll have to go back to. You know, I hear this a lot, and we want to send the problem back to the pit of hell. Well, situation, you go back to the, well, there ain't nothing in the pit of hell. You can't send something someplace where there is nothing. But you can bind it. And you can loose it and drop it right where it came from. He shook his hand. And the viper fell right back into the heat. Heat representing the trial that was there just for him. And you know what? A lot of times it wasn't so much just for him, but it was for the barbarous people. So that they can know that there was somebody in the land that believed in God, had faith in their God, and trusted in their God enough not to be affected by the trials that they went through. They just saw this man of God. He just was in a shipwreck, and he lived through that. He came up on the land. It was raining, and it was cold. Then the viper comes up out of the heat, jumps up on his head, hangs on his hand, latches on him, and they figured that because of this, if he lived through the sea, now he's going to die for sure because he's a murderer. But to find out when he shook it off, then they find out that what he went through, you will find out it will eventually encourage them. When Paul finally left the island of Melita, all the barbarous people were believing in a God that they didn't even know existed. So a lot of times the things that you go through are not necessarily for you, but they're for someone else. They're so that you can use what you go through to encourage others, to strengthen others, to let them know that it's through your faith and your praise and your worship in God that has given you the power, not ability, because we all have different types of abilities, but it's the power of God that's in your life to withstand any onslaught or anything that comes your way. Shake it off. Don't stand there in the midst of it. Shake it off. Don't let it hang on you. Shake it off. Don't let it move you. Shake it off. Don't let it disturb you. Shake it off. Don't let it mess you up in your joy. Shake it off. Don't let it take your peace, but you got to shake it off. Anything that's trying to destroy you or consume you or take you down, you've got to come to a place in your life where you can shake it off. But you've got to have the Word of God and the Spirit of God in order to shake it off. Sometimes you will find yourself shaking yourself. So what? Shake yourself. They don't have to understand why you're shaking yourself. I found myself shaking myself out here on 7 Mile. I've seen some things I just shake myself, Brother Chet. I know they figure that man's having a conniption fit. Yeah, I am. I'm trying to fit this thing off of me. It says he felt no harm. He shook the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm. The word felt doesn't mean that he didn't feel the fangs, but it felt that means that he was not moved. Because that serpent came up out of the fire and latched onto his hand, he was not moved. Most of our actions or things that we do is because of the way we've been moved. Because it affects what? Our emotions, our feelings, our senses. When it affects these things, then we're moved. We might be going in one situation, and because of something we smell, we'll go another way. Tell you how brilliant. Let me tell you how that works. I'm riding down the street, Sister Gwen. I smell smoke. So I'm assuming, I don't see no fire trucks, but I'm assuming that if I keep going the way I'm going, I'm going to run into the fire trucks. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go another way, Sister Diane. I said, you know what? I'm going to cut down this street, and then I can go around. Because I saw the police car, so I figured the fire trucks were in front of the police. So I'll just go cut down this street, and I'll go this way. Therefore, I'll avoid the fire, and I can still get where I'm going, Brother Angelo. Well, I cut down the street, then I'm cut up another street, and I'll land a smack dab in the middle of the fire. Instead of saying I should have had a V8, I hit myself, I should have listened to God. I found myself sitting right smack in the fire. And I got tickled. I started laughing. Sister Lisa could have said, if I had just, God, I heard something in my spirit, and I know it was God, say, just keep straight. No, I'm going to go around it. And I run right up into it. And then as soon as I got up into it, here come the cops pulling up behind me. So now I got to sit there. You talking about somebody mad. We have to shake ourselves. Don't let things move you. Don't let what you smell move you. Don't let what you hear move you. Don't let what you feel move you. Don't let what you sense move you. Only be moved by what the word of the Lord says and by the Spirit of the living God. Because if you move by those other things, then you'll find yourself in a situation that is hard to get out of. Amen. And he felt no harm. He was not moved. Okay, I'm closing. I've been in the shipwreck. I survived it. Didn't move me. It's raining and it's cold, Mother Red Wine, but it ain't moved me. This barbarous people, it ain't moved me. They done accused me of being a murderer. After all I done been through, I done been through all this hell. Now they want to call me a murderer. But you know what? I ain't moved by it. So I shake off the serpent, the viper, and I'm not moved. And felt no harm. That means that his emotions and his feelings and his senses was not moved by what the viper represented. Don't be moved by what your circumstance or your situation represents in your life. You got to keep it moving. Amen. I was laughing because teaching the other day and talking about, was talking, I think it was last week, talking about Paul, talking about how somebody said, how can he be talking about pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus when he locked up in prison? Because he was looking past the prison. He was looking at the call upon his life and what God was doing for him. He didn't see the walls even though he was there. So he was able to do what he, you got to do what you do in spite of. Whatever God has called you to or positioned you to, you got to do it. You cannot allow your circumstances, the beast, or anything to separate you, the cold or the wind or the rain, to stop you from focusing and staying focused on that which God has ordained for your life. Because if you miss out on what God has for you, you can't blame it on anybody but you. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. How many got troubles? How many going through something? Amen. Shake it off. Gotta shake it off. That's the key to your victory, is being able to shake off whatever it is that's done latched itself onto you. The word of God says you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. The word strengthen is translated enables. That enables you. You can do it. You can do it. But you got to shake yourself. I come to the conclusion, if I shake myself more, I might get rid of some of this stuff. If you got troubles, trials, tribulations, folks hating, jealous, envious, strifeful, you need to shake yourself. That's a good idea, Sister Chandra. That's what we can really do. We're going to shake ourselves. Now listen to me. Don't be naive. Just because you shake yourself don't mean the problem going to disappear. But it's going to put you in the right frame of mind to understand that that's the key to your victory. Not shaking your body, but shaking your spirit. But we're going to shake our bodies to remind us that the victory is already ours. It's not something we're trying to attain. It's something we already have. So if you got a viper in your life, let me borrow some of your fingers. Let's shake it off. Give me some shaking music, Tony. Start shaking it off. All I see y'all moving is y'all hands. Get rid of that thing. Get the mindset. Get rid of it. Sister Sherry, shake for Brother Rick. Shake, shake, shake. Shake it off. Hey! That sounds like the monster song. You may be seated.